that Jehovah is our truth. He's our buckler. He's our shield. And we'd like to have you sing along for our opening hymn here, and you'll see the words on the screen. We hope that set the stage for this evening's service, that puts you in the mood for trusting in the Lord and His wings. Our Psalms 91:4, I'd like to give us in context. I'm going to have that read here for us so we can see the context of the whole thing. And it was read earlier in one of the discourses on verses 1 through 4, but let's take selected verses through the whole psalm that'll help us understand what the psalmist is getting at.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, he that dwelleth there shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. That's very important to know the condition that's given. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. In Exodus 19, it tells us, "And how I bear you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice," see the same two conditions here, "indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation." In 2 Kings 6, 8 through 17, there's an illustration that we believe is how Jehovah will protect his people, that peculiar treasure, not only with Israel, but now with the saints. You are his peculiar treasure.
Then the king of Syria warred against Israel. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha.
The Lord of hosts is with us. His promises, as well as his providences, are walls of salvation and protection on every hand.
The Lord's promises, providence, and protection were especially true not only with Israel, natural Israel, but with the church in the wilderness condition. And we're talking especially about Waldo's time period around 1175 A.D., but of course it has continued with many brethren even after that period of time and up through now. But his protection is especially true then. Revelation 12:14, we might point out, says, "And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent." What would sustain the woman, that true church, in that wilderness condition of persecution in those dark ages? Brother Russell suggests the wings are the Old and New Testament.
Thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings.
Let's sing together, "My Strong Tower."
Thank you.
If God be for us. This is from Volume 6, pages 183 to 185. We may be sure that He who changes not still loves us and still is still for us and will use His power to cause all things to operate for our highest spiritual welfare and for the ultimate attainment of a place in the new creation. If we abide in Him in faith, in love, and in heart obedience. If we abide in Him in faith, in love, and in heart obedience.
Our Father, Thou in the heavens, revered be Thy name. Let Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done upon earth, even as in heaven. Give us this day our necessary food, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And abandon us not to trial, but preserve us from evil. Amen.
Let's sing together, The Lord, a Sun and Shield. The prophet Elijah's prayers to God were based upon his knowledge of and absolute faith in God's living word. God then honored Elijah's faith by answering the prayer to manifest who was the true God in front of King Ahab and the worshipers of Baal. Likewise, if we have knowledge of his plan of the ages and place faith in this plan, we become co-laborers with God in a very actual sense. Whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. And with this very important concept in our minds, we often pray, Thy kingdom come. Why then do we sometimes become anxious or fearful when we see this present old order being dissolved? After all, this is an answer to our prayer. Brethren, we need to retrain our minds not to react as those in the world whose hearts are failing them for fear. This is our opportunity to let our friends and neighbors know that this is not a fearful time, but a time to rejoice because the Lord is in control. Let us sing together, Let Me Walk With Thee. Pursued by Saul, David preferred to hide high in the mountains, inside the caves far above the plains. From there, he could easily see the enemy approach. It was no coincidence, then, that David chose Jerusalem, situated on top of a hill, as his city and throne. Likewise, the children of God seek refuge from the onslaught of the world, the devil, and even their own fallen flesh, and they find this safety in the high places, in the exceeding great and precious promises of God's Word. They meditate on His law day and night. They use his word as a lamp for their feet, a light upon the otherwise dark path. They have confidence that their enemy will be bound and destroyed, and the present days of turmoil and sorrow will be replaced with an eternity of peace and joy.
If on a quiet sea toward home I calmly sail, with grateful heart, O God, to Thee I'll own favoring gale. But when the surges rise and rest delay to come, blessed be the tempest, kind the storm which drives me nearer home. Soon shall the waves and storms all yield to thy control. Thy love will banish all alarms and darkness from my soul. Teach me in every state to make thy will my own, and while the joys of sense depart, to live by faith alone.
We will sing, Be Still My Soul.
Joys which no man taketh from us, and which persecution and affliction and trouble can only deepen and widen and make more sweet. What joy is this? This joy is a foretaste of the blessings to come, an earnest of our inheritance. It is inspired by confidence in Him on whom we have believed, confidence that He is both able and willing to perfect the work which He has begun and which we desire shall be perfected in His own best way. confidence that so long as we are firmly holding to His gracious promises with the arms of our faith, He will not permit us to be separated from Him. Who shall separate us from the love of God in Christ? Shall tribulation and persecution? Our confidence is that no one is able to pluck us out of the Father's hand, and that the Father Himself loveth us and will not turn us away so long as we desire to abide obediently in His love. Yea, we are confident that all things are working together for good to those who love God, confident that He who is for us is more powerful than all who can be against us. Such confidence is sure to bring joy beyond the world's comprehension, and a peace of God that passeth all understanding, which keeps the heart.
The knowledge of the truth is the sanctifying power, the peace and joy imparting power, and is the precious evidence of divine grace or favor. Disappointments are never realized by those whose peace has its fountain in the perennial springs of God's eternal truth.
These perennial springs of God's eternal truth are the vision which keep the child of God pressing on when their crosses seem heavy. Well did the prophet say, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." We must keep the vision, the hope of the full establishment of the kingdom, alive. It is this vision which inspired our Master, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, and so may we endure to the end if we keep that vision alive.
Let's sing, "Be Thou My Vision."
Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him.
Sometimes the desired comfort we seek seems delayed, but it is really timed carefully by our loving Father. He allows just the right amount of time to exercise our faith, to crystallize our character. Therefore, we learn to patiently wait for the promise of His tender providence.
We must not be disappointed and allow our faith to falter when the test of patient endurance is applied, while the outward peace and quietness which we crave tarry long. Our Father has not forgotten us when the answer to our prayers seems to be delayed. Outward peace and calm are not always the conditions best suited to our needs as new creatures, and we would not desire conditions in which the precious fruits of the Spirit would not grow and develop in us. He who numbers the very hairs of our heads is never indifferent to the sufferings and needs of his weakest and humblest child.
Yes, when conditions surrounding us appear overwhelming, we can find quietness in the midst of trouble. We can visualize God's angel sent to comfort us through whatever stresses of life may come our way.
Let's sing, "The Lord is my shepherd." Do we seek the refuge and protection of His wings until life's trials are o'er? Or do we rest in the precious joy of abiding in Him? Let's sing, "Under His Wings." Finally, brethren, the Lord provides one more strong foundation on which to base our confidence in Him. He has seen fit to calm our fears by showing us unmistakable fulfillments of prophecy. Brethren, since that pivotal date of 1914, have witnessed the fall of monarchistic kingdoms, two world wars, social and commercial discord in the world, demoralization of human conduct, and the restoration of Israel to her native land, all foreseen in the Word of God and all coming to pass. The time has come. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. God never in all history has left Himself without a witness. And now, in what is perhaps the most momentous period of world history, we, like young David with Goliath, must muster our faith and strength in the Lord to give that witness.